From ThirstyDeveloper.com, this is the Thirsty Developer Podcast, episode number 4, SharePoint in the Enterprise with Rob Bogue. Welcome to Thirsty Developer, episode number 4. I'm Dave Bost.
And I'm Larry Clerken.
So, Larry, we're continuing our interview series from the Indie Tech Fest, where you had an opportunity to sit down with the speakers from the event, and you had an opportunity to talk with Rob Bogue.
Yeah, Rob is a Microsoft SharePoint MVP, and he's really one of the top experts in the country, or almost the world, you know, on the SharePoint platform. He's written a number of books, including one that just got published about the same time as the Indie Tech Fest.
And so what exactly did you guys talk about SharePoint? I know SharePoint is one of these hot topics, you know, in the .NET community. There's a lot of people, like, really addressing SharePoint as a true development platform, and there's a lot of really considerations to take when you develop on top of SharePoint.
Yeah, and what Rob talked about was a lot of the things that, you know, a developer wouldn't necessarily consider as they're building on SharePoint, but things at the enterprise level that you have to consider, like governance, you know, and distribution of content and technologies. You know, it's some of those things that, you know, if you're just working with the actual, you know, bits and bytes, that you're not going to necessarily consider, but definitely at the corporate level you have to.
Yeah, great. You know, so, you know, like you said, those are not necessarily things as a developer you would really, you know, even understand or even, you know, think of when you're developing these applications, and they're very important.
Yeah, so should we call this the Thirsty Architect for this episode?
Let's not go that far. Great, so let's check out your conversation with Rob Bogue.
Hi, this is Larry Clark, and I'm coming to you live from the speakers room at the Indie Tech Fest 2007 in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm here with Rob. Rob, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Rob Bogue, and I am a Microsoft Office SharePoint Server MVP. I have credit on 17 books and write a few articles, have a blog, that sort of thing.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about your talk today.
I talked about SharePoint in the enterprise, basically looked at the situations that you have as you're trying to deploy SharePoint in an organization. You start with an adoption phase, and you enter what's a governance phase, and then you'll end up kind of talking about taxonomy and content, how to organize things.
So this was like more of the holistic view of, you know, SharePoint and its impact in the enterprise, as opposed to here's how to create a workflow in SharePoint and WF, or, you know, SharePoint Designer. So it was much more of, you know, an architectural view of SharePoint and its impact in the enterprise, rather than just the tools, right?
Right. It was very much geared for folks who know what SharePoint can do and what it is doing in their organization, but helping them kind of understand the life cycle that they're going to enter into as they start to use SharePoint more and more.
Now, earlier we talked to Tim Landgrave, and, you know, he pointed out that, you know, MOS 2007 and its, you know, younger, freer brother, WSS 3.0, are really hot technologies right now. And why do you think that that's, you know, that it's so hot that we're seeing, you know, this massive adoption of it?
Well, if you take a look back in history, you'll find another product that has a very similar kind of viral feel to it, and that would be Microsoft Access. And so you can look at that as a good thing or a bad thing, and certainly from a recoverability, it was some challenges back then. But what it really is you've put a lot of tools in the hands of end users, and they now have the ability to create solutions for themselves, or at least start on creating solutions for themselves.
So the business users don't see SharePoint as necessarily some IT portal tool. You know, they see it as a productivity tool, you know, to make their IWs and their business decision makers, you know, more productive.
Yeah, and particularly with that Windows SharePoint Services thing that you talk about as a little brother, finding a lot of deployment of kind of departmental solutions, group team solutions with Windows SharePoint Services. And then, you know, MOS really is good at rolling that stuff up and converting it from something that you're collaborating on to something that you want to publish to the rest of the organization. So people are finding a lot of value in being able to do things quick and easy for themselves and then convert that into something that the organization can consume.
So the SharePoint, does it bring the discipline that you would normally not get from a rogue departmental application? I mean, you know, because I think of, you brought up Access, and I was, you know, every time I'm talking with a customer, they talk about all these Access databases that are running around the enterprise that IT has no visibility into. If they're building these things on top of SharePoint, I mean, is that one of the key benefits of it from an IT perspective, is that they get the governance of that?
Well, I don't think you'd get that like automatically. It's not something that is just going to come, but I think you have a better opportunity to get it. Certainly, from a backup and recovery standpoint, if it's on a hosted SharePoint platform, if you know that SharePoint server exists, you then have the capability of making sure that it's backed up and restored, even if you don't know what the applications exactly do. So I think from that perspective, you know, there's certainly a lot better IT backing. Governance is a challenge for folks as they evangelize the product, the Windows SharePoint services. People tend to have this thing that it's now the silver bullet that fits every problem, which leads in and of itself to the SharePoint sprawl where it's everywhere. Certainly the manageability tools are present if you're willing to put the right kind of processes and controls in the organization.
Excellent. Yeah, SharePoint sprawl is something we talk a lot about internally at Microsoft because, you know, our
intranet. You're the biggest candidates for SharePoint sprawl.
Yeah, well, our intranet's got to be one of the largest SharePoint implementations in the world, you know, if not the largest, because we're an early adopter, and also we're a technology company, so we kind of fester to do things ourselves. You know, the product
fester.
Groups.
That's a great word.
The product groups have put up their own, you know, SharePoint server, and it's a struggle for our, you know, internal IT group, who does a great job, by the way, keeping up with the sprawl, you know, to manage that infrastructure that can just pop up one day. So forward-looking, you know, Rob, you know, what do you see for SharePoint in the next 18 months? What are the hot things? You know, what are you going to be focusing on?
Well, I really have kind of three core areas that I work around. One is workflows, the second is search, and the third is governance. So really helping people put control around things. If I take a step back and I look at workflows, you know, the product's been in the market now about 330 days, and so we don't even have quite a year of having the product in the market. I think that people are now looking at workflows, looking at what can I do with this tool in terms of implementing some of my broader business processes beyond just the single department solutions, but more enterprise focused. And then from a search perspective, you look at that problem, and we're all aware that enterprise search is challenging, that we don't do the metadata that we should, and a lot of the factors that drive internet search being very relevant are not applicable to a enterprise environment. The equation is just very different. So I think we're going to see a lot of interest in search and how to use it to help users find information. The IDC has a study, The High Cost of Not Finding Information. They estimate that about 30% of a information worker's time is spent trying to find information. So I think that, you know, if you look at information workers being highly skilled, highly paid, you're going to see people more interested in how can I leverage search to make those employees more efficient.
And the third one?
The third one was governance. So workflow, search, and governance. And governance is, you know, again, you've got this life cycle where you start with evangelizing and trying to gain adoption for the product. So, you know, helping people understand that you don't have to go buy a custom package to do bug tracking, and you don't have to buy a custom package to do something else. There's templates in SharePoint for doing that. And then how do you move from this kind of open door, I'm trying to get people involved, to a more controlled environment, and doing that in a way that doesn't stifle things. So you sometimes talk about guidance versus governance. How do you guide people into the right kind of solutions versus, you know, basically smacking them over the head and saying you shouldn't have done that?
Great. You know, it sounds like you got a lot of good things to share with the community as a whole about SharePoint. You want to plug a blog or, you know, an upcoming book or maybe a webcast?
Oh, blogs and books. So the blog is thorprojects.com, T-H-O-R projects.com. That's the Viking God of War. And then /blog is my blog. The book is Real World SharePoint 2007 Indispensable Experiences from 16 MOS and WSS MVPs. That's a Rocks title, available on Amazon today. And the nice thing about that book, just to stay on that for a second, is it was 16 MVPs that got together, and we each said, well, what do we know best? What is the one thing that we're known for? So Heather Solomon is doing branding, and Dustin Miller talks about SharePoint Designer, and we each did what we thought we knew best. And so now we have a book that's basically best practices from 16 people that have been there and done that.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to The Thirsty Developer. For more information, visit thirstydeveloper.com. We'll see you next time. I'm here with Rob. Rob, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Rob, and I'm an alcoholic. No, I'm Rob.
Don't make me edit this.